Good morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening. Welcome to Rants of a Podcast. I am your host, as always, Janu Alisa. And today's episode is the final episode of Rants of a Podcast. But don't worry, we will have Ranting Through Life, Life Hacks for the Creative Soul coming soon. As early as January, which is another reason why I need to take a break from, or not take a break, is you know, you all knew there was a remodel coming, but the remodel is going to be a whole new show. Sorry, Hero is attacking the mic today. He wants to talk to you guys today. I don't know if you can hear all the jumping. If I can figure out how to edit that out, I will. If not, you know, Hero loves you guys, so there's that. Hero, stop it. But yeah, I actually wanted to post or to add something I recorded last week, and some of you may have heard it on the Rants of a Podcast Instagram, but I'm going to also attach that to this final episode. I will just keep you guys posted on when the release of Ranting Through Life will come out, and just keep you guys posted on that. I'm so excited for that show. It's a lot of fun. This has been a lot of fun, and I love that this, I feel, has led me to creating that. I have an interview for you guys coming for that show, and I'm actually recording it tonight, so I'm really excited. There's a lot of rain happening right now, so I'm hoping you guys don't hear that. I have my little blockers up, but you know, weather. But yeah, so I'm so excited for that, and I appreciate you guys so much, and I can't wait to chit-chat with you guys some more on Ranting Through Life, which will be coming out in January, and I will definitely put the first episode on this feed as well as its own feed. And Hero says that he loves you guys, and enjoy the story that, if you haven't heard it, when I posted it on Instagram, I really hope that you enjoy this story. It has stuck with me for a few years, and it's been so heavy on my heart so recently, especially since I do have a lot of different personal changes happening in my life right now, and it is very it's very inspirational just to think back on the two phrases that I saved throughout this story, which is on purpose and never do anything from a desperate place. So without further ado, let's go listen to that story. I'm going to skip to the end because I know the story in my head and I remember it. But this is why I rant, because I ramble. Because in my head, it's like these very congruent stories that like go from point A to point B. And then when my mouth opens, that's not always how the story comes out. But I have like 2 minutes to tell you this story. So hopefully that helps. Okay, so a few years ago, I was working at a restaurant. I had this table, and it was a middle-aged to older gentleman, I'm not sure, and a woman who was somewhere between like 35 and 55, I don't know, you know,
there's Black Don't Crack, but I don't know if she was Black, but also, you know, she might have been Latin or Latinx or something. And that doesn't crack either. She was beautiful and racially ambiguous, but I don't know what her race was. And it doesn't matter. They were sitting at the table. They were sitting at a table, and I just remember walking up to the table because I was their server, and her looking up. I was like, "Hi." I was like, "How are you today?" or something like that. And she looks up, just all like, "Today's a beautiful day," on purpose. And I was like, I just smiled and was like, "Oh, what would you guys like to order?" Or something like that. Or can I start you guys off with drinks? I don't remember. It was 5 years ago. I don't remember what I said. I'm not the important person in this conversation. But she was all like, they ordered their drinks. And then I was like, "Okay, I'll get you your drinks." And then she was like, "On purpose." And then I repeated, "On purpose." And she was like, and then I walked away to put in their drink order. Then I came back and I set down their drinks. I was like, "Here you go, enjoy." And she said, "Enjoy on," she said, "Enjoy on purpose." And I said, "On purpose." And then this happened basically throughout. I think it was their food order, where she kind of holds me at the table for a second. And she was all like, she gave a beautiful speech about doing everything on purpose and radiant energy and putting positive energy out into the universe on purpose and whatever. I don't remember, but it was just like, basically like, whatever you do, do it on purpose. And she was like, just try to say it for the rest of the day, or try to say it for, you know, until you get it, and make sure that after everything you say on purpose, and after everything you do on purpose. And so, you know, for the rest of their order, I made sure to do it for their thing. And it resonated with me for a while. It just stayed with me. And it was a time where I was struggling financially or whatever, because it was like slow season or something. But I still went out with a few friends a few weeks later to we went around to a few of the breweries here in Houston. And I remember like asking like questions about like the volunteers there, or the employees, when it came to what later was my job at Carbach, and talking to them. And it wasn't that long after that conversation, that on purpose conversation, that I ended up leaving the restaurant that I was working at and working at Carbach, which was, you know, was a great experience for me. And I think I'm like, maybe it's so I think maybe it's this year when it feels like so much that we're doing can't be on purpose, that's made this pop into my head again after 4 or 5 years. I think this was like 4 years ago, because if it's, you know, when I worked at Carbach, or right before I worked at Carbach, and I didn't stay at that restaurant that much longer. And between me trying to sell all my jewelry and my mom saying, "Don't do anything from a desperate place," and that lady who said, "Do everything on purpose," I think that first few months that happened, and my first few months at Carbach for sure, and like actually my first few years at Carbach for sure, I think it kind of stayed in my head, but not really. I think it was this year with, you know, having to leave Carbach because of COVID and the opportunities that I had there had changed, and between doing everything on purpose and not doing anything from a desperate place, it led me to a new day job, and it's led me to really having a direction with the new podcast. It's really led me to Pod Houston. It's really led me to different acting opportunities, and if not if just I don't know, just that thing that it's just like two simple phrases have really helped me personally through this year. And so I want to share those phrases with you and those thoughts with you. And I was talking to a friend from that restaurant that I was talking about earlier, who actually recently just left that restaurant, and we ended up catching up and talking, because I haven't actually talked to her in the 4 years, and we ended up talking for like an hour. She actually took I have so many Carbach mugs and glasses from like working there forever, and she actually took most of them, and we ended up chit-chatting. And she's a scientist, and she, you know, she hasn't done that in years or whatever, and she's actually looking into those jobs and taking this opportunity of like things being weird at the restaurant. Because, you know, things aren't fully like normal again and all this kind of stuff. So she's taken that opportunity to reapply for and start doing science again. And I don't remember what exactly she did with it, but she worked in labs and she's going back to that. And like, and she was like, oh, maybe I should do this, that or the other, take less money than I want, or da 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 da. And it just rang me back to what my mom said about don't do anything from a desperate place. And it rang me back to that lady of do everything on purpose. Because honestly, so think about the episode of How I Met Your Mother. When you meet the mom, I think it's in season 9, Ted's talking, or the mom's talking, I don't know. But she's asked, what does she want to do with her life? And she says it's something very charitable for the world. I don't exactly remember what it is. I don't like season 9. It's still a great quote. And when I find it or get back to that one, since I'm rewatching How I Met Your Mother again, I'll tell you about it. But her teacher or whoever she was talking to said, everything you do from here on out needs to be with that purpose in mind. So if your goal is like mine, or I want the world as a whole to feel less lonely, and I want the world as a whole to be able to understand. I want the world as a whole to have more understanding, and that's my major goal. So everything that I do, I do kind of have that in the back of my mind a little bit. And I think that's what that lady was talking about. I don't think I fully understood when she looked at me and said, like, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. But today, as I'm about to leave, because it's my first day at my new day job, but as that just sits in my head, it's just stuck in my head, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, and just living on purpose. And I hope that you're living on purpose, long story short. And because these are things that have been so heavy on my heart today, I want to share that with you. Listening to that again, just
all of it just kind of connects to why this remodel is happening, why this podcast started in the first place, and why you know, I've wanted to take on sharing experiences together, and just the whole motivation behind even going deeper into the creative journey that Ranting Through Life is going to do. And I don't know, I do know. and even thinking back to what is your purpose, and what do you want to do with your life, and making sure that everything that you do goes into that. You're like, I just heard that. Why are you repeating it? It's because it's the last episode, and I'm sentimental about it. But just as I started this podcast on purpose, because there's a message that I wanted to share with the world, and it all did have to do and does have to do with togetherness. But you know, as this year almost has gone on, and all as I've talked to more people and more of you guys, and seen what you guys seem to need, is why I'm also, you know, remodeling and creating a whole new show on purpose, and really taking my time with it. Even though, like, I came up with the idea for the remodel, I want to say in July, and just have been taking, or maybe August, either July or August, and I've just been taking the time to find out what's that mean, just to make sure that I'm not starting over again after that, and make sure that it does have a direction. And honestly, making sure that the voice is the creative voice that I have and need to, what's the word? express and convey. Because, you guys, I'm actually really fun, and the new show is a lot more fun, but also does have some great motivation and advice. We not only talk and interview creatives, but we get to share, we get to learn about the creative experience as a whole through the eyes of some of our favorite celebrity creatives, from some of our favorite fictional creatives. Yeah, that sounds exciting. And it's just a whole different experience that I'm so excited to share with you. And and we're gonna get in that show to way more than 100 episodes, and definitely more than these 20 odd episodes. I think it's 25 episodes. Because there's direction, and I really hope that you guys, I really want to hear from you guys. So whether you're listening to this show, I will definitely answer questions into the next show. Email me at emailconnect@janu.com. And hopefully in the next 6 months, we'll be able to get a website that you guys will be able to interact with. And there's just so much coming in the next year. And like I've said over and over again, we're not waiting for the next year. We're not waiting for Monday. We're not really waiting. I'm just making sure that things are ready and prepared for you, and things to make sure that you know, don't have to ball it up and start over. It's just a lesson learned in the way that the lesson is learned, and I really appreciate all of you guys for listening, and I am so excited to see you guys in the next chapter of this ranting journey. Oh, speaking of chapters, just kidding, it's not a chapter book. I was like, go read Rants of My Post-Adolescence. But yes, thank you all again for joining this journey, and I can't wait to see you guys in the next year for the next one. Don't forget to look out for Ranting Through Life, Life Hacks for the Creative Soul. And the first episode will definitely be on this feed. So that's something else to look out for. And bye, you guys. See you next time. Or still haven't learned. You can't see me.